Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse, Volume 7. This is Mary Pope Osborne. Stage Fright on a Summer Night. Chapter 1. Special Magic. Jack and Annie sat on their porch. Lightning bugs blinked in the warm summer twilight.
"Wow, a shooting star," said Annie, pointing at the sky.
Jack looked up, just in time to see a streak of light flash through the sky. The light hovered above the Frog Creek woods. Then it disappeared into the treetops. Jack caught his breath. He turned to Annie. "That was no shooting star," he said.
"Right,"
she said. They jumped up. Jack grabbed his backpack from inside the front hall.
"Dad, Mom, can we go out?" he called. "We'll be back soon."
10 minutes, no more," their mom said.
"Okay,"
said Jack. He closed the door.
"Let's go, hurry."
He and Annie ran across their yard. They ran down their street. They ran into the woods. They ran until they came to the tallest oak. They looked up.
"Yep," said Annie.
Jack just smiled. He was too happy for words.
"That's our shooting star," said Annie. "The magic treehouse."
She grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed. When they climbed inside the treehouse, they both gasped. A beautiful woman with long white hair stood in the shadowy corner.
"Hello, Jack and Annie," said Morgan Le Fay.
"Morgan!" Jack and Annie cried. They threw their arms around her.
"Why are you here?" said Annie. "What do you want us to do for you?"
"You have already done many good things for me," said Morgan, "and for King Arthur and Camelot. Now I want you to do something good for yourself."